Couple words of announcement as we conclude our service again. Just a word of welcome. It's great to have you with us, Diane and John. So many people happy to see you here today and to reconnect with you. So welcome back, and it's great to share this time with you.
Can I just say, since I have a microphone, I was here until 6 years ago, so before this building was built, but I was here when we were planning and dreaming and praying about this place, and many is the time I imagined what it might be like to preside in this new worship space. And I'm so grateful to Mark for giving me the chance to do that today. And it's great especially to see the kids, some of whom I baptized, but don't remember me, I'm sure. But I remember them, and I'm pleased to be here. And thank you, Mark, and thank you, everyone, for your welcome.
And coffee is going to be served out in the narthex area following the service, and a chance for you to say hi and to share memories again of when John and Diane were here. You'll notice the beautiful banner that is in place on our, where's Egan? East wall? I get them mixed up. I always would have said that that was not the east wall, but anyway. Thank you. Thank you so much to the Sisters of St. John the Divine. And Connie, if you could pass that along for us. They have loaned us this banner. It hung at Cana Place, and they didn't have a place to hang it. I wonder why, given the size. And Connie looked at that space when she first came here, and she said, I have the banner for you. So thank you to Angela and to Chris, who went and had a look at it to make sure that it was what they thought would look good in the space. Thank you to Angela, Chris, Egan, and Philip for putting it up there. And then when you see it, you realize it took four of them to do that. But a great job, so thank you to you for your part in that as well. Around the various places, both in our main sanctuary, in the chapel, and in the hallways, you'll notice that we now have our Pentecost photo exhibition up, and it's images that people took with their cameras that spoke to them the message of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit. So I want to say thank you to Max, to Doug, and to Geraldine, who provided us with photos for this display. Go around and take a look at them and the names that they have given them. They're all unique, and yet they all speak the message of what the Holy Spirit and Pentecost are about. I'm not going to go through the notices in the bulletin. There are a lot. Many things happening beginning in June. Please go home and mark your calendars, and I hope that you'll come out to be part of things like the jazz night, the prayer breakfast, and the parish barbecue. It's going to be great times to come together. Chris had wanted to say a few words, and can you go to the mic? And then Connie.
I will be short. You know all about the concert. There's lots of handouts. Please put them anywhere you can. Word of mouth is the absolute best way. Max had a wonderful idea, which was consignment of tickets. So if you believe that you could get some and sell some now, we can come get the tickets, and I'll take down the numbers, and then whatever you sell is already pre-sold. All tickets before the concert are just $10. Thank you.
Great, and thank you again, Chris, for all that you've put into this series, and I really look forward to it. Connie.
Two quick things. I have made over 60 name tags in the last 4 weeks, which is very exciting. And just as I look around and see how many people are wearing them, that's even more exciting. So remember that Leonard is coming, will be here 2 weeks from today, so you've got one more Sunday to practice. And we're going to try to find some way of making more space for the tags out there so that it's easier to find them. But again, just, I don't know who will do this when I'm finished being here every Sunday, but probably DeLacy's committee will pick this up. Someone on DeLacy's committee, but someone will always be there on Sunday to take the names of anybody who would like a real name tag. So I've made a sign that says if you come without one, if you forget yours, if you don't have one, you can make a temporary one. If you leave it there when you leave church, whoever the name tag elf is will produce a new one for the next week. a real printed one. Now, the other thing I have is that we're trying to make some rearrangements in the office space that's shared by Morning and Michael and myself, because soon we're going to have a curate who's going to have a whole lot more stuff and be there full time, which I've not been there, and we'll have lots of books and all that. And it's an incredibly small and not well-designed space for a lot of people to share. So one of the things we want to do is to get a file cabinet, a 3 or 4 or even 5 drawer file cabinet, whatever we might be able to find. Now, a good 3 drawer file cabinet is going to cost several $100s, and we don't have that in the church budget. So I stand before you today unashamedly to ask for donations, either donations to buy the file cabinet, or if someone has got a decent used one that they would donate to us, that would be even better. We need it in the office by Friday afternoon this week. So if the Holy Spirit is moving you to help us get a file cabinet, just talk to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Connie. And three final announcements. First, for those who may not have received it, the NC Day meeting for today has been postponed, and there will be a brief meeting, an emphasis on brief, following coffee today for those who are working on the Ministry Allocations Fund grant. And I have been asked to pray a prayer of blessing for Zoe. Zoe is heading back to Jamaica, is that right?
No.
Where? St. Vincent, okay. And she's finished this term and is going to spend time at home. And so we pray God's blessings upon you. She's coming back, and she said in July or August, sometime in there. So we will certainly look forward to having you back. But we pray God's blessing upon you as you go back home to visit family and the time that you will spend there with friends. So the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray that you will grant your blessing upon Zoe in her travels. Grant her safe travels. Grant her refreshment and renewal, and especially a reconnection with family and friends. May you always be with her. May she know that we are with her too in spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this day and always. Amen.